the people love them. We've got the space. It's a perfect marriage. But, you know, the neatest thing for me is that in our division, we get so wrapped up with marinas, concessions, park fees, and things like that. And in Tony's division, they get totally immersed in deer permit applications and season setting and stuff like that, that we can grow apart like we're on different departments, different planets. But this is a program that we work together on hand and glove, and it's a lot of fun. Scott and Jordan and his crew do a yeoman job on that, and it's a neat program. Okay, if you turn to page 22 in your booklet, we have a resolution there, and we're asking you to approve transfer and assignment of a cabin permit, private cabin permit out in Custer State Park. As you know, I think maybe all of you have been involved with cabin permits transfers over the years, but we've got 25 private cabins out in the Black Hills, and in this particular case, it's Larry and Betty Swick, mom and dad, and what their intent is to transfer the cabin and the cabin permit to their son, Andrew Swick. Where we're at is we've sent Andrew Swick the new agreement, which he has reviewed and he has signed, so understands the terms of the permit, the facts on the termination date. And so what we need from you today, what we're asking from you today, is authorization for us to execute a consent to the requested assignment of the permit.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Could you give us a little bit more history and background on these cabin rentals and when, how long they can have them there and how it came about, please?
Okay, I will as much as I can. It's been a couple of decades ago that there was actually a Supreme Court case and a settlement on the future of these private cabins, which are in holdings, you know, within the state park system. As I said, there's 25 of them. The determination by the court at that time and where it's at today is that these permits will all expire in the year 2029. This particular cabin, by the way, is down by the French Creek Horse Camp. The cabins are pretty well scattered throughout the park.
Any other questions or comments? Is there a motion to approve resolution 19-01?
Second.
Any more discussion, questions, comments? If not, all in favor of the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. So we're to Lake Hiddenwood update, I believe.